Welcome to our first podcast for 2017, where we're going to look at the January 2017 International Accounting Standards Board meeting and related matters. My name is Matt Tilling, and I'm the Director of Education at the IFRS Foundation. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Hans Hoogevoest, Chairman of the ISB, and Sue Lloyd, Vice Chair of the ISB. Welcome to you both. Hans, if I can start with you, it was a relatively short meeting this month.
Yeah, it was only one day, that which is a bit exceptional. When I first started here 5.5 years ago, board week would be usually about four full days. Obviously, the board meetings have become a bit shorter. It has a lot to do with the fact that the pace of the standard setting has become a little bit less frantic. We have finished almost all the big convergence projects with the FESB. We have finished leases, financial instruments, and revenue recognition. So pace has become a little bit less frantic than in the past. Nevertheless, there's still a lot of work going on in the background, which the followers of the board meetings do not see. For example, the board is now reviewing the draft of the final insurance standard, and has always also been reviewing the draft of the principles of disclosure discussion paper, and so a lot of work involved in that.
So I'd like to start looking at the January meeting by asking you about the insurance contracts update at the meeting.
Okay, sure. So we had a discussion about the insurance contracts project. It wasn't a decision-making session, rather it was an update from the staff about where we're at in the process in producing our new insurance contract standard IFRS 17. So the staff talked about the fact that over December we've been undertaking what we call a fatal flaw process, which is basically an extended editorial review process, and that we've included a broader range of parties in that process than usual. And also importantly, the staff confirmed with the board that the intention is that we establish a transition resource group for the new insurance contract standard when we publish it, which will be a public forum in a similar manner to our revenue transition resource group and our impairment one, where people implementing the standard can come to us with questions they have that will be discussed in a public forum. And once we've worked out what the scope of that group will be, we'll ask people who are interested to put their names forward to be considered for membership of that. The staff also gave us an update on the expected timing for the actual publication of IFRS 17, and said that there'd be a few issues that would come back to the board in the February meeting, and the expectation would be that we'd publish the final standard probably around May this year.
Another paper for the board was IFRS 9 Financial Instruments and Symmetric Prepayment Options. So is the board reopening IFRS 9?
No, the board's not reopening IFRS 9. What we are doing is consistent with what we've been saying to people. We're very interested in our standards, not just when we're preparing them, but also once they're out being implemented and applied in practice. And we've told people that if there's issues that come up when they actually apply the new standards, to let us know, and we'll be responsive to questions that come up. And this was part of that process. So a question about the classification and measurement requirements in the standard that's come up when people have actually got into the detail of implementation, if you like. And the board has agreed to propose a limited scope amendment to the standard that basically would allow for certain types of prepayment options where, for example, the borrower can ask to prepay and give back less than the full amount of principal and interest, and to set out circumstances when that might still be okay for assets that might be measured at amortized cost. It's something we'll need to do quickly so that it'll be ready for people to implement for 2018 when IFRS 9 comes into effect.
Hans, there was quite a long session on the post-implementation review of IFRS 13, fair value measurement. Before we look at the specifics, can you broadly outline for us what a post-implementation review actually is?
Yeah, a post-implementation review, that is an integral part of our due process, has been so for a couple of years now, and basically what we do is that 2-3 years after a standard has been issued and there is some experience in practice with it, we take stock to see how the new standard is working in practice. So we can see whether the expectations of the standard have been met, if there are specific problems that need to be addressed, In this particular case, that does not seem to be the case. There don't seem to be very big issues coming up, but it is another way of maintaining our standards to see if they're fit for purpose, to see if they work well in practice, and not wait until very big problems occur in practice.
Sue, Hans has indicated that there were no big issues identified, but turning to the paper, are there some specific issues that were identified and some things that are coming out of that post-implementation review?
Yes, as Hans said, we went through this sort of preliminary exercise where we have some initial outreach with stakeholders to see, to get a general sense for the issues that might come up. And as Hans said, we didn't, generally we got positive support for the standard working as we'd anticipated. But the staff did identify four key areas that the board has agreed should be the focus of a second part of the review, where we'll go out with a request for information. Of those four areas, I think probably the one that came up most often was questions about the effectiveness of the disclosure requirements. One of the things we'll be very much focused on when we talk to people is that we're not really asking questions about the appropriateness of when things are measured at fair value, but the requirements about how to measure things at fair value, which is what IFRS 13 addresses. And so the board basically voted to go to the next stage of the review and to start working towards a set of questions that would be in a request for information.
Finally, Sue, what's the latest on the conceptual framework project?
Well, again, this was a topic that was discussed at the January board meeting. We continued our discussions in the re-deliberations. We're very close to the end, actually, of the conceptual framework discussions now. The staff are actually proposing to bring us the final set of papers at the February meeting, including the due process paper, where they'll ask for the board to agree or otherwise that we're ready to proceed to the final conceptual framework document, which would mean that we'd be on track, as we had planned, to publish the final document sometime this year.
Thanks, Sue. Hans, given that we are hoping to wrap up some pretty major projects this year, what are the board's priorities for 2017?
Well, first of all, indeed wrapping up the remaining major projects, so issuing the final version of the insurance contracts standard. That will take place hopefully in May, and the final conceptual framework document, and that will take place somewhere in the autumn. And then we're going to focus on the, focusing on the central theme of the next couple of years, which is better communication, and the immediate products that will be ahead of us are the principles of disclosure discussion paper, which I just mentioned that the board is currently reviewing behind the scenes, and the final materiality practice statement that we already exposed. Both of these documents will come out somewhere in the first half of this year. And finally, we're going to work on the primary financial statements project, which will focus on especially on the statement of financial performance, to see whether we can improve the way in which financial statements depict the financial performance of a company. A lot of investors would like us to do a little bit more about disaggregation, perhaps defining subtotals, and that is what we will be looking at in the second half of the year.
Finally, Hans, there was of course a new board member at the table this month.
Yes, we were very happy to be joined by Françoise Flores, who had her first board meeting this month. Many of the people listening will know Françoise. She is very well known in the world of standard setting. She was the CEO of IFREC. IFREC is the endorsement committee of the European Union. So she comes with a lot of experience in accounting standard setting, and she can make a flying start. She's from France, as her name indicates. And we are delighted to have her on board.
Thank you, Hans and Sue. Before we finish, I would just like to remind our listeners that the summary of the January board meeting, called ISB Update, can be found on the Foundation's website. This contains further information on other topics that were also discussed. Finally, if people have comments on the podcast, We welcome emails to communications@ifrs.org. Thank you for listening.